Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Robert Wales in Denver, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in Denver?
They are great.
I'm glad to hear it. You just lost, of course, one of your newspapers there in Denver. That's sad.
I heard that too.
Yeah. It's not a good time. But what do you do there in Denver?
I'm a software designer and architect.
Wait a minute. When you say architect, you're building buildings and software?
No. I build and design software.
Right.
And architect it.
You architect it.
I do.
It's a verb.
What is the difference between designing software and architecting it?
Designing is a more user-friendly term.
Right. And architecting is when you want to sound snazzy.
Exactly.
I understand. Welcome to our show, Robert. Carl Castle, right now, is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner.
Great.
Ready to go?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
On his wheel, my small pet is a scramster. He's a packet of power, a whamster. And as he perspires, we hook up some wires and harness some amps from my
hamster.
Right. Scientists at Georgia University's Nano Research Group have solved one of the most ancient challenges of technology. How do we get power from a moving hamster? The scientists whipped up flexible hamster jackets. They hooked them up to nano generators and let the hamsters go nuts. The result, power outputs reaching incredible levels around 1/20th the output of a AA battery. With that kind of power, they say, 1,000 hamsters working together could power a cell phone. Next up, figuring out a way to carry 1,000 tired, angry hamsters in your other hand.
What do the hamsters get out of it?
That's a good question. What's the incentive for the hamsters?
Why would they want to work? Yeah.
Don't hamsters just do it for fun?
I don't know. Do you know any hamsters? I haven't spoken to one of them.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't think that hamsters have any reason to go running around a little wheel except for fun.
They look awful grim when they go by. They don't look happy. They're not smiling.
But really, when you think about it, we've never actually seen a hamster in the wild.
That's true, now that you mention it.
So we really don't know what they're capable of in the natural state.
I always thought
maybe they all have cell phones.
Are they in the wild? I thought hamsters were invented by PetSmart some years ago.
I'm pretty sure. They come in a kit.
Yeah. Mm. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
Online, I'm emboldened and scrappy. I do not let my blog get too sappy. The mere fact that I post helps my psyche the most. Because blogging itself makes me
happy.
Right. You want to feel good about yourself? Blog about how miserable you are. According to researchers in Taiwan, college students who blogged about their personal lives were happier than students who didn't, primarily because they felt more socially connected to a larger community. However, these feelings, of course, did not extend to the poor people who have to read your blog because they're tired of hearing about the latest cute thing your cat did for the 100th time. Here is your last limerick.
This croc always finds my homestead. With a compass, his instincts are bred. Don't think me unkind, but I'll mess up his mind with this magnet I'll tape to his
head.
Head, yes. Crocodiles are causing problems by coming into residential neighborhoods in Florida, so wildlife managers there are trying out a unique solution, taping magnets to their heads. Scientists think that crocodiles use the Earth's magnetic fields to navigate, so taping magnets to their heads theoretically messes up their homing ability. Scientists in Mexico have had some success with the magnet method, perhaps because crocodiles with magnets taped to their heads are too embarrassed to be seen by their prey. So far, the Florida pilot program is working out fine, except for the occasional crocodile seen speeding down I-95 at 70 miles per hour, attached to a minivan. Carl, how did Robert do in our quiz?
Robert's your winner, Peter. He had 3 correct answers, so Robert, you win our prize.
Well done.
Thanks.
Congratulations.